what happens now? I mean, do you immediately go into reassessment mode? Do you get away from the sport for a little bit? What happens now?
Well, we'll visit with everybody Monday, and organizationally, I'm sure we'll be talking about our season and then addressing needs. And, you know, Rockford has done a good job here. Looks like they got a great chance to make the playoffs, and, you know, hopefully they can have a good run and get some guys, get some playing and some experience and playing some meaningful games.
See Patrick Sharp getting acknowledged in Winnipeg. Nice to see that.
It was a great ovation two nights in a row. You know, special career, a lot of good things he accomplished. One of the guys that, as a teammate, really helped the young guys come in 10 years ago and really made an impact on our team as a leader and was a big part of three championships teams. And nice fitting ending last night and tonight with in the rink from his teammates, from the opponents, and the officials as well.
Coach, what was going through your mind during the opening ceremonies tonight?
It was a tough moment, as tough as you could ever get. I thought this players standing at center ice together was a great gesture. I thought the building was great in supporting the Broncos with the jerseys, the chants, knowing that the whole area and this whole hockey community is behind the Broncos, and knowing what they're dealing with and the travesty, and but certainly the hockey community is 100% behind them.
Oh, it's hard to pick one thing, but having coached Patrick for all of these years, what stands out to you as a coach?
He's a goal scorer. You know, he knows where the net is. You know, he's got an evasive shot, quick shot, knows where to go to get the puck, and that probably jumps out.
Not looking for who's going to has the edge, coach, but when you look at Jets Minnesota season series, you've seen both clubs for a long time. How do you view that series?
Well, I'm sure here everybody's excited, and Minnesota, it's a it's an opportunity for them as well, knowing that they play tight. Minnesota knows how to play well. They're tough in the playoffs. But certainly, you got to give the Jets a lot of credit for where they're at and the progression that they've had each and every year. And I thought they made another jump again this year. And they're, we've got a lot of assets in a lot of areas that their lineup is deep. Four lines, six, seven, eight deep in the back end. Goaltending took another step forward as well this year. Now they got all the needs and they check a lot of boxes going into the playoffs.
You've gone through what's going to happen in the next couple of days as an organization and with yourself, your involvement. But really, what does Joel Quenneville want?
Well, I want we want to be successful. We want to win hockey games. And this year was one of those years where a lot went against us, and we had a season where things were going in our direction and. We were right in the mix, and they went a little bit off the direction we've been accustomed to being in, where we're fighting for the playoffs. And that's what we're all about. We want to have some success in that area. And, this year's the first year we were playing a lot of games. Last 25, 30 games were, the reality of not making the playoffs was there, and it was a different way of approaching things.
Thank you.
Thanks for this.